He's out there with Lucas Prola, Javian Downey, Carlos Paul, and Urji Hanami. Second half underway. Grizzlies down by four. Bad pass across. Kyle Germany did not have a good angle with a bounce pass to Prola, cutting away from him, tipped out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies. 19 to go on the shot clock possession. Steven Downey over. Lucas, open three from the right corner. Good! Lucas Prola connects from behind the line, back to a one-point game. He's a difference maker. 40-39. Pass to the low block. Mason Williams turns inside. Right hand, little hook shot is up and good. And Urji Hanami guarding him at 6'3", guarding the 6'8 kid. 6'8 kid won that battle. Williams with the two. Now another three by Prola. No good. Ball will be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Greyhound. Stays with the Grizzlies. 17 on the shot clock. 42-39. A three-point shot. The difference in the ball game. Even without our two big guys tonight, this team still has, or now has, a really different feel about it. Here's the inbound pass. And now a holding foul on Williams on the inbound pass to Carlos. Cameron Williams with a arm bar on the Grizzly center there, trying to keep him from getting across the lane. First one on Williams, inbound play for the Grizzlies. Someone's got to come back to the ball. And they get it in barely, Kyle Germany. Near the timeline, there's Lucas. There's Javian on the right side. Hitch play, step over. Ball fake in the corner. Lucas drives across. Bounce pass to the left corner. Hanami, left side, Germany to the point. Lucas Prola spins to the middle. Cut off on the wing. Three ball for Kyle and the lead, or the tie that is, and it's up and no good. Rebound tipped over to Akili Evans. Starting five for the Greyhounds here in this half. Evans lobbed down low. Good feed. Williams lays it up and in. Nice play. Akili Evans threw the ball at just the precise moment to Cameron Williams, who has 10. And without our big guys, Williams is getting the ball in his hands a lot more tonight. Hanami to Germany. 44-39. Grizzlies trail by five. High screen down the lane. Lucas Prola cut off. Gets it back over to Kyle Germany. Now it's the timeline, five on the shot clock. Javian drives in, all the way, goes up, had it knocked away and stolen. Front court, right corner. K.O. Carpenter beats his man on the dribble, gets cut off. They'll feed it back outside. Sykes in the left corner. Here's a three in the corner, good. Freddie Cooper now with the three-point shot, and he now has 12 points. It's an eight-point game. 47-39. Urji Hanami with it. Lob over the top. Good pass. Catch inside. Put up and good by Carlos Paul. Terrific pass by Urji that time. He had no angle to throw that ball right over the top in the top of the circle. And Carlos made a very difficult catch and converted 47-41. And now a careless turnover in front of the Moberly bench. K.O. Carpenter couldn't field the pass at his feet. Lost out of bounds. Turnover number three on the Greyhounds. 47-41. Lucas Prola. Over on the left side, Carlos has it. Jab step, cuts across, cut off, back to the point. Urji left side, Javian. Lucas Prola at the right point. High screen, dribbles down, behind the back, dribble, back to the right point. Carlos with a three ball, good! Carlos Paul steps out for his second three of the night. He has 12 points. It's a Carlos kind of night for him when he's in that 12 to 15 point range. It's 47-44. Cooper out on the right side, guarded by Downey. Cut off underneath. Feeds it back. Driving layup is up and in by Cameron Williams, who cut right down the middle. He got the pass. And he has six of Moberly's nine. And he's not a scorer. But in this particular situation and environment with Grizzlies missing out on their big guys up front, he's getting the ball a lot tonight. Urji Hanami on the left wing for the Grizzlies. Cuts down the middle, kicks it to the corner. Lucas Prola spins back, takes it back to the right corner. Now across the lane. Behind the back bounce, pass caught. Good pass, layup. Good foul on the play. The basket counts. Carlos will get the bucket and the foul. And what an incredible pass. Lucas Prola cutting from right to left across the lane. through an offhand, actually it'd be a strong hand, a left-hand bounce pass behind his back directly under the basket between two players. And that'll be the third foul call on Achille Evans, and that's a big, big foul in this ballgame. Carlos Paul, meanwhile, with a free throw here, and it's good. Carlos has 8 in the half, and he has 15 for the ball game. It's a two-point game, 49-47. Now here's a three at the right point. Good by Cooper. Freddie Cooper caught it, shot it, made a three. His last three shots have all been three-point shots. Grizzly basketball down 5. Kamari Vinson on the right side. Riley Whitaker is the ball game. Point-to-point pass, left wing. Lucas Prola with it. Bounce pass to the right corner. I think Boberly's playing his own now. Here's Germany over Prola. Splits the defense all the way. Left-hand scoop shot too hard off the board. And it's taken down by Boberly. Some nights you'll get a foul called on that, but you're not going to get it here. Achille Evans pull-up shot for a 2. That's way off the mark. And rebounded by the Grizzlies up the left side. Kamari Vincent. Kyle Germany. Over to Kamari on the left wing to the point. Kyle with a pump fake. Dribbles in. Bounce underneath. Good feed. Pump fake. Feeds across. Layup is good on a good feed from Riley over to Carlos, who dropped it in with 2 hands on the left side. Grizzlies down 3, 52-49, and we are competing tonight. Achille Evans to the point. Xavier Sykes to the right wing. We'll get it there to Freddie Cooper to the baseline. Achille Evans has it. Pass to the middle, and there's Williams. Goes up. Puts it up. No good. Too hard off the side iron. Off the backboard and the side iron. And Carlos with the rebound. Grizzlies back to 3 would tie it. Carlos will make that. Parola inside. Now back around the horn. Germany over to Lucas. Outside, Riley Whitaker. Left side to the left corner. Kyle with a 3 for the tie. And it's good at 52. Nice job, Grizzlies. 14-14 to go in the second half. The Grizzlies with the 3 there by Kyle Germany, who has 11 points, and it's a tie game at 52. And we're back to Moberly in 30 seconds on KDY. Moberly basketball in the backcourt. Tie game at 52. Grizzlies have Kamari Vinson, Kyle Germany, Gage Pitts in the ballgame now, Riley Whitaker, and Kendon Peebles. Out front, Sykes has it. Straight man-to-man now by the Grizzlies on the wing. Catch and shoot for Reynolds for 3. Good. His last 3 shots have been 3s. His last 3 baskets, that is. 55-52, front court, Kamari Vinson. As the Grizzlies try to grab some rest for Carlos Paul and Lucas Prola, Urgi Hanami right now. Damian Downey also on the bench. Gage Pitts curls over the top. Free throw line, open jumper, it's off the mark. Rebounded by Tariq Anderson from Moberly. He's back in the ball game for them. Out to the point. Reynolds has it, gets it over. Now Tariq Anderson, high screen. 3 ball, left point. It's in and out, no good. Tipped across, picked up by Kamari Vinson. Grizzlies come back right to left. Could tie with another 3. Kyle goes behind the back. Bounce pass to the point. Kamari has it. He'll get it to Gage Pitts. Vivian Downey getting ready to check back in. Gage has it. Circles out to the point. Picked up by Reynolds. Hook pass. Oh, bad pass. Goes back court, but it's saved. Great hustle by Riley Whitaker. Now a long 3 at the shot clock horn. It's no good. Tariq Anderson pulls away the rebound. Here's Reynolds. Pulls up for 3 at the right wing. No good. Rebound comes long. Picked up in midair by Cooper. He'll get it back to Reynolds. Down the left wing. Xavier Sykes with it. 15 on the shot clock in the left corner. Up fake. A drive in, pass inside. Tariq Anderson turns. Right hand shot is good. Anderson. 57-52. We just got to hang in there now. Bad pass stolen. Germany threw it away up the right sideline. And now here's a three by Sykes. Rims off. No good. Riley Whitaker gets the rebound. And we'll get a foul call as Riley got knocked to the ground. And so a little meeting of the minds after that pile-up is unpiled. Tariq Anderson gets called for the foul, his second. Team foul three on the Greyhounds. Grizzlies have none. Here comes some mass subs. Great job by this last group. Kamari, Gage, Kendon. Kyle giving this group a rest. And they all come out except for Riley Whitaker. Pressure in the backcourt. Javian Downey with it. Urji Hunami. Back to Javian Downey. Over the timeline. Right sideline. Now Riley Whitaker back to Javian. Cross court. Left wing. Up fake by Urji. He had a career-high 20 here back earlier this month. Had a great game. Lucas Frola with it. Double team. Riley in the corner. Catch and shoot for three. No good. Ball comes right back at him. And it's picked off out of midair by Freddie Cooper. Cross-court pass over to Reynolds. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Now will keep his dribble to the corner. Cut off by Downey. Now on the left side, K.O. Carpenter with it. Dribbles the ball behind his back off his leg. Picks it back up at the top of the circle. Crossover to the right corner. Up fake by Evans. Drives it. Slapped away in a late call. The foul will be called on Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Thought he got away with that. I'm not saying he didn't do it, but I was thinking he was going to get away with it. And they're going to give him two shots. Keely Evans at the line. Nope, it'll be Freddie Cooper at the line. First try is good. Okay, that's neither. That's Javaris Moye with his first point of the ball game. They've got so many of these 6'5", 6'6" kids. All fit the same profile. Next one, good. Moye makes two, 59-52. Back to a seven-point lead from Oberlin. 11 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the half. Pass in the front court. Back over to Lucas Frola on the right side. Lucas dribbles out, moves the offense around. Dribbles to the left elbow, picks up the dribble, gets it across, Javian Downey. On the right side, Urji, all fake, good fake, drives in, scoops out, layup is good, good ball movement. They went side to side and got Urji Hunami open. He has 4 points. 59-54, pull up by Carpenter at the other end, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds by the Greyhounds. Tariq Anderson, Grizzlies get it back down five. 59-54, 10:31 to play in the second half of this ball game. I'm not sure, but I think 7 was the biggest lead from Moberly in the first half. Grizzlies' biggest lead was 4. In the front court, Javian has it. Cross court pass. Here's Prola in the left corner. Picked up by Reynolds. Screen goes left. Double team back over. Carlos Paul has it. Back over to Lucas. He'll dribble it out, and we have 7 on the shot clock. Lucas at the point, shoots a long three straight on. That's no good. Tipped long, picked up by the Greyhounds, and they come back with it. Freddie Cooper in the front court. Over, long three, and it's good. Nelson Reynolds with 4 threes tonight. And it's an 8-point game. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Now a ball at midcourt, and we'll get a foul call going for the loose ball. Steven Downey got undercut that time by Freddie Cooper, and that will be team foul number 4. Kendon Peebles back in for the Grizzlies, for Riley Whitaker, who was out there for quite a while. Javian Downey, Lucas Prola, Kendon Peebles, Carlos Paul, and Urji Hanami. 8-point game with 9:41 to go and clock running. Davian drives all the way in. Inside-out pass in the corner. Kendon's got a three in the corner. It's rounding out. Rebounded, though, by Carlos Paul. Put fake up, blocked from behind. Taken away by the Moberly Greyhounds. Reynolds with an up fake. Steps in for another three, and it's good.
Another three for Nelson
Reynolds. Well, last time here, it was Decato Carpenter. Tonight, it's Nelson Reynolds. He's made six field goals, five of them threes. 17 points. And it's an 11-point game. Denami on the baseline, bad pass, tipped out of bounds, will be last touch by the Greyhound. I believe we got a call there. It very well could have been off Carlos. Kyle Germany will come back in for the Grizzlies. And Carlos will come out. So that means Kenton Peebles is probably going to have to play some in the post. Inbound play by Javian. Off the screen, Prola with the catch. Now gives it back to Javian. And he stepped out of bounds. Tried to go baseline and got cut off. Same thing happened to him late in the game last Wednesday night against Three Rivers at home. Second turnover of the half. 12th for the game. Front court Greyhounds with it up by 11. Reynolds has it on the left side. Down the left side, pushed off, and that's got to be an offensive foul. That is plain as the nose on your face. Second foul on Reynolds. And a turnover, the fifth. Kamari Vincent will check in for MSU West Plains. Urgy will go out. Lucas Prola in the backcourt. Bounce pass across. Kyle Germany. Lucas throws more bounce passes than anyone that I've seen this year, and that's a great thing. Out front, Lucas has it. Hand check. Dribbles in, kicks it to the corner. Up fake. Kamari steps over. Now Lucas, wide open three ball. Good! Lucas Prola hits from the three-point line, his second here in the half. And that gives him 12 for the night. 65-57. Down the key all the way. Carter blocked away by Kenan Peebles. Great defense. Now Downey up the middle of the floor. Going to take it coast to coast. Lays it high off the board and good. And we'll get a foul, a timeout call, that is, by Pat Smith on the Moberly sideline. That pulls us back within six. 7:56 to go in the second half, full timeout. Back in a minute on KDY. Grizzlies down by six with 7:56 to go. Nelson Reynolds for this Moberly team, sophomore from Peoria, Illinois. His field goal percentage overall is just 38%, but he is shooting 38% from the three-point line. And tonight he's burning it up. Left side quick three, no good. Rebound over the back, put up, good. Foul on the play, basket count. And again, Cameron Williams reaching over the top to get a rebound. And that'll be the second foul on Javian Downey for the Grizzlies. 67-59. This has been a game all the way through, 7:43 to go. And the free throw is good. Cameron Williams with the bucket. I guarantee if we look at his average, it ain't nowhere near what he's got tonight. Lucas Prola, front court, left side. Kyle Germany. Straight man-to-man by Moberly. Mismatch out front. Kyle's got the big kid on him. Now they switch back. On the right side, Javian Downey spins to the baseline. Back across to the left point. Kyle with it. Tied up. Goes up. Goes up for the shot. Forced it. No good. Rebound, though. Kenan Peebles up and no good. Shot clock violation. So the Grizzlies turn it over and they're down nine. 68-59 with 7:10 to go. It gets very tough to come back if you're much further back. Hook pass, Sykes to the right wing. Three ball, Reynolds again, good again. Holy cow. Cameron Williams averaging 9 points a ball game. Tonight, Cameron Williams has 15. Locust Prola drives, goes up, gets tied up, shoots on the drive, up and good anyway. 14 points for Lucas, his high as a Grizzly tonight. Right side, Reynolds with another three, good. Ridiculous. And it's not like he's not being guarded. So Reynolds has made seven threes tonight. And with 6:17 to go, Grizzlies are down by 13, 74 to 61. Three-point shooting has been a weak spot for the Grizzlies in that it's not like we don't have guys that can and do make some threes. But tonight, we've done pretty well from the three-point arc. We made six in the first half. So we've made 10 tonight. That's really good. Right side, Lucas for number 11, and it's no good. Rebound to Cameron Williams and a foul on the rebound on Carlos Paul. Well, we've made 10 threes. They've made 11. But theirs have come in a bunch here. Reynolds has made five here in the second half. 74-61. And by the way, we'll have our Tom's Auto Service player of the game when this is all said and done, as always. Sykes out front to the corner. Cross court. Here's a drive across the lane. Left-hand runner is no good. And there's Williams with another rebound. Gets it inside, outside. There's Reynolds again. Good.
And another three.
Reynolds has just shot us out of the game, 77-61. Gage in the front court. Prola dribbles to the baseline, lost the ball, turned it over. 14 Grizzly turnovers, 5 on Moberly. This was a, I believe it's a 5-point game with 7 minutes to go. It has got away from us. 77-61. It got away with about 6 minutes left. Sykes out front, behind the back dribble. Dribbles over. Now looks right, goes left. K.O. Carpenter to the left baseline. Sykes keeps the dribble, dribbles all the way through. Now around and kicks it over. Reynolds fakes the shot, drives in, bounce pass in, threw it away. Turnover on Moberly, up the floor. Kyle Germany feeds it across, and a two-hand dunk attempt is missed. Put back is up, and no good by Carlos Paul, but he'll get two free throws with 4:59 to go. Carlos Paul III. He has had another solid game tonight. 17 points for Carlos. First of two is good. One more attempt. It's been mostly Carlos and Lucas here in the second half offensively for the Grizzlies. Down by 15. And down by 14. Carlos makes them both. Team points on the night. Here's a pull-up by Sykes from the right elbow. No good. Ball comes off to Urji Hanami. We got to get it and go. Kyle Germany. Kyle feeds it in. Back out he goes. Step back three ball by Carlos is no good. Rebounded by Carpenter with 4.5 minutes to play. So Keely Evans out high. Cut off on the baseline. Shoots from the corner for a two, and that's good. Keely Evans only has six tonight. 79-63. Front court, Germany. Pass down the right side, Urji Hanami. Back to Kyle. Back to Urji in the corner. Got a three look. It's up, and it's good. Urji Hanami. With his first three of the night, he has 7 points. Sykes, free throw line, and here's Cameron Williams with a two from 17 feet, and it's good. And a timeout called on the floor by the Greyhound. 3:46 to play. with the Moberly Greyhounds in front of the Grizzlies by a score of 81-66. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to go in the ball game, and the Grizzlies look like they're on the verge of losing their 20th game of the season, 81-66 with 3:45 to go. The Grizzlies have been right in this game up till about 7 minutes to go here in the second half, and then the hot shooting of Nelson Reynolds had just blown us out of the bathtub. Out front, Erzsi Hanami with the basketball. Feeds up, Carlos travel on the play. Turnover 15 on the Grizzlies, which ain't a good number, but better than several of our games here in the second half of the season. Erzsi comes out, Riley comes in, Riley Whitaker, the Calico Rock legend. And my research shows he is the only player from Calico Rock ever to wear the Grizzly Blue. Here we go, back to play. 3.5 to go, 81-66, Moberly basketball. Sykes has it out front. Works against Gage Pitts, lost the ball, picked it up, open inside from 6 feet, good. Ball got loose, and Gage reached for it, and then Sykes got it, spun around and scored, and now he has 11 points. Grizzlies front court, top of the circle, with 3 minutes to play. Kyle Germany up fake, guarded by Keely Evans, who goes 6'6". That's a tough matchup for Kyle. High screen goes left. Steps through, kicks it out to Javian. On the right side, Riley with a three. That's no good. Short rebound by Kenan Peebles, and he got an elbow in the face from K.O. Carpenter. His face ran into his elbow. Boy, that happens a lot. So with 2:44 to go, that's the second foul on K.O. Carpenter. So it'll be Kenan Peebles at the line, 83-66. Free throw, back iron, around and good. Kenan's got four. 83-67. And good again. Two minutes and 40 seconds. Cameron Williams front court to the right corner. There's Reynolds wide open again from the three-point line. He missed one, but rebounded, put back up and in by Cameron Williams. 19 for Cameron Williams, averaging eight. Downey on the right side to the baseline. Spins to the middle, and an offensive foul on Javian. He hooked the defender with his right arm as he went around him. I'm serious when I say that Reynolds, who has just been unbelievable tonight, shooting the basketball from the line, three-point line, has done very little against us this year. He averages 6 points a game. He averages six a game. He has more than six tonight. Pass underneath, diagonal, pass under, and the layup is up and in. Spencer Izuaro gets his first basket. He's in off the bench for the Greyhounds. Left side, Gage Pitts. Got a three ball up, and it's off the lip of the rim and no good. Rebound by Xavier Sykes. 87-68 with 1:40 to go. Sykes out front, dribbles to the baseline, circles out, gives it to Izuaro. Underneath, back it goes. Carpenter has it. Fall away from 13 straight on, no good. Rebound, Gage Pitts. Gage out front, Kamari Vincent. Backdoor cut. Darian Combs in the game, ball tipped away and stolen. And a whistle, and we'll get a timeout so that we can get players off the bench into the ball game for the Moberly Greyhounds. That's really the story of this game. A guy that normally scores 6 points a game tonight. Has 26. And another guy that averages 8 points a game has 19. Here's a shot for three, up and good. Moye with the bucket. 1 minute left, 90-68, and the ball nearly and it is stolen. Here comes the dunk for the Greyhounds. I believe that was Moye. It was. He has seven. Kamari Vinson with a three in the left corner. Good. Kamari Vinson connects. His second three of the game, 92-70. Now on the right point to the right corner. Fake shot, pull-up shot for a two. No good. Ball rebounded. Izuaro gets it inside, lost out of bounds. He'll stay with the Greyhounds with 24 seconds to go. This is the 14th season that I've been traveling with the Grizzlies doing these ball games. And I can only remember two times that we've come up here, well, I've been doing the games anyway, and beaten these guys twice, 14 years. Front court. Down to 19 seconds to go. Moye lobs it. Izuaro underneath. No good. Rebound to Kenyon Peebles up the right side now. Kamari is going to pull up and shoot another three. Why not? It's off the backboard. No good. Long rebound. Will be chased down by the Hounds. They'll hold it up. This ball game is over. Final score, 92-70. As Moberly wins for the 23rd time this season, the Grizzlies slip to 9-20. We'll come back with our head coach, Jared Fay, in just a couple of moments. And the Greyhounds have beaten the Grizzlies for the third time now this season. We'll come back in just a moment with Coach Fay on our post-game and name our Don Zotto Service Player of the Game coming up on KDY in 1 minute. 92-70 is the final score, and we're joined up here in our press box location by Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies. Final score, again, is 92-70. So when we're getting off the bus tonight, we know we don't have our two big guys, so that's going to change the dynamic of the game quite a bit. And last time we were here, K.O. Carpenter lit us up for about 28 and made everything he shot. Xavier Sykes had a decent game. Tonight, those two guys didn't hurt us. Instead, a guy that averages 8 had 19, and a guy that averages 6 had 26. So how do you what do you do?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the thing about Moberly. They got dudes, they got guys sitting on the bench who maybe don't play a ton that are still, you know, signed Division I or committed Division I. I thought we did a good job blocking out tonight. There's a lot of things there, but at the same time, we were collapsing so much on rotations, trying to rebound the ball that we're giving up those looks. And, you know, a lot of them are deep threes that there wasn't much we could do about.
When the ball goes in, that's a big equalizer. I thought that we played very well, moved the basketball well up until we were in the game until about 7 minutes ago, and then it started slipping away when Reynolds just went nuts and made like four threes in a blink of an eye, and then it was pretty much Katie Barr at the door. But I thought by and large tonight we did a pretty good job competing at both ends of the court, and I thought your offense did a good job moving the basketball and getting shots tonight.
Right. We had a few too many turnovers in the first half, cut down on them a little bit in the second half. You know, we were tied 52-52, so we'll see that score 92-70. I don't even want to know what that run is if they finish the game, but we probably ran out of gas a little bit too. But you're right. I think we saw some good things offensively. Our defensive rotation was pretty good at times. We just need to get Trey and Lionel back and have a few more guys and maybe not wear down as much.
And speaking of wearing down, I was saying during the game, you know, Carlos Paul is going to sleep good tonight because I thought he just had a terrific ball game. I think, I haven't added it up, but I think Carlos had something like 19 points tonight. And Carlos is one of those guys that has just gotten progressively a little better, a little better, a little better. Somebody's going to get a pretty good player when he moves on.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree. You know, really proud of him. You know, all our guys. Lucas played well tonight. We're also trying to manage minutes right now as much as we want to, you know, compete and win games. We got a big week next week and try not to log looks for too many minutes tonight because he plays hard, he plays physical, but you're right, he played really well.
And speaking of that, we'll know what the lay of the land is after tonight. So Three Rivers and State Fair, the loser of that game will host our play-in game next week, correct?
Correct. So you know, they start their game usually a half hour after this one. So hopefully by the time we get on the bus, we'll be able to catch the end of it.
You would rather, simply from a travel standpoint, you'd rather go to Poplar Bluff.
Go to Poplar Bluff, but you know, both teams are good and well coached and capable of winning tonight. So anything can happen in this league. But you're right, 2 hours less on a bus is kind of appealing.
And it's also very possible that we could possibly play State Fair two games in a row, right?
Yeah, and I don't like that scenario either. Busting up there Saturday and then busting up there again Tuesday. But we'll go wherever they tell us to go, and we'll go out and compete.
All right,
thanks, Carl.
Thanks. All right, head coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Faith. The final is 92-70. We'll take another 30-second timeout, and we'll recap scoring coming up next on KDY. Final score of the game again is 92-70, and Moberly wins for the 23rd time this season. And let's go over the score. First of all, our Don's Auto Service player of the game is Carlos Paul III, who had another solid game tonight, 19 points. He goes about his business pretty quiet sometimes, but Carlos was a very good presence inside this evening and had a good ball game, 3 out of 3 from the line, and he had 12 of his 19 in the second half. He had 19 tonight, 14-point game for Lucas Prola, who also played extremely well. It was 7 points, or make that 11 points for Kyle Gervity, 7 for Urji Hanami. Javian Downey had 4. Kamari Vincent had 6. Riley Whitaker connected on a 3 and had a total of 5 for tonight. And Kendon Peebles finished the game with 5 points. The Grizzlies at the half were down only by 4, 40-36. But again, that hot shooting run by Nelson Reynolds, who led all scorers with 26 points tonight, and he had 18 of his 26 in the second half. And the last 8 field goals he made were all 3-point shots. So the final again is 92-70. Our next broadcast will be on the basketball side of things tomorrow night from the district tournament at Marshfield, as West Plains will play Willard and boys play. Then also on depending on what happens on the girls' side tonight, we could be in Marshfield for a girls' game Friday. Then Saturday, we get on the bus and we'll be headed north to Sedalia as the Grizzlies will wrap up the regular season against State Fair. Final again in this game, 92-70 as the Grizzlies fall here at Moberly. And until tomorrow night and then with the Grizzlies on Saturday, thanks to Jasmine in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Final again, 92-70, and again, our Don's Auto Service player of the game, Carlos Paul III. So, until next time, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from Moberly.